The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. Okay.
It is Monday.
Let's just play a best of. Linda and I can go out and have breakfast. Good morning. Hey, Monday, the 24th of February. This seems, even though this is a short month, it seems like it's just been dragging on. So, good morning, and 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
How was your
weekend?
Is
there such a thing? There's Happy Fridays. There's Glorious Fridays. There's Hump Day Wednesday.
That's true.
But is there a Happy Monday?
Yes, it's kind of
okay.
Like a
you're happy.
Countdown, like, for discipline for me.
Okay, do we have a national day?
We don't have a national day, but we have international
day. Okay.
Today is World Bartender Day.
World what?
Bartender Day.
Bartender. Okay,
also
well,
today
you up the ante for Monday then. So.
No, here's my question. Do you go to, does one go to, or if you're listening this morning, do you go to a special place because the bartender is so wonderful and you feel really good with the bartender?
You feel special?
Well, you know, there's a couple places that I will feel that I will say that were outstanding experiences that we went to maybe join somebody or we just said, let's go try a happy hour. And this is some time ago, by the way. We went to Carlene's. And we enjoyed the bar experience there, as well as Taroko. Mm-hmm. They have a nice bar there, and the bartenders are engaging, and they make make a good martini.
Jack's has been famous for a long time.
Yeah, they just have a great, you know, I do think the bartender, in my opinion, makes the experience. I don't care how beautiful the place is. If you don't have somebody that has the panache or what's the word I want to say? There's a word that's
charisma.
Well, there's a French term. I can't think of it right now, but
chocolat.
No, whatever.
Les maison.
Give me a minute for Monday to get my brain working here. But anyway,
okay.
National Bartender Day, and what else?
Also, today is 3 years since the war started in Ukraine.
Oh
today
boy!
Today is the 3rd-year anniversary.
Yes.
Well, maybe it'll be ended here soon.
Yes, I also heard the news, and we'll see what's going on.
We'll see what happens. See what happens. I think, frankly, when Trump said Ukraine started the war, that it was totally out of left field.
Yeah.
I mean, we know who started the war.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. I don't know what he was looking at. Was he saying, what was he saying?
I don't know.
I
think a lot of people are scratching their head.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, maybe he needs another nap.
Going on.
Some
of this stuff that, you know, and then we talked with our kids yesterday, and already in one of their offices, a couple people put in their resignations, and two or three are up on the block.
Well, what they're doing is they're taking the buyout, and they, because they've got enough time in that 8 months will put them close to retirement anyway. Others, they have their spouses lost their jobs, but they were both on probationary, one working for the Internal Revenue Service and one for somebody else. So their spouses lost their jobs. But
you can also see today on the news over the world there will be meetings about Ukrainians. They will be going out on the streets. And because of this news of Trump that you just said, people are kind of...
Well, and Zelensky said, I'll resign if Ukraine gets a NATO membership. And I don't know if that's going to happen. But what I thought was going to happen was there was going to be this huge deal because of the trace minerals or all the rare earth minerals that it's in Ukraine. And then you end the war, you make the deal, and then now you've got American interests. So the Russians would never invade again. Because we have national interest. linked to Ukraine. So we'll see what's happening. This, who knows what's going on in on the back burners on these things. We'll see. But one of the things I thought was really interesting was they're talking about all these layoffs that Musk and Trump are doing in the feds, right?
Yes.
And then, but Starbucks just laid off 1,100 workers. For what reason? To streamline operations. And what's even more, I don't know, it kind of really hits home, is Charles Shaw Wine. Do you know who Charles Shaw Wine is? They just laid off 81 people. Do you know who that is?
That is Two-Buck Chuck.
There you go. Two-Buck Chuck laid off 81 workers.
Wow.
Permanently.
See, I think what's going to happen, this ripple effect.
But no, what I'm saying here is this. And then there is a ripple effect. But when the big companies lay off people to streamline operations to get things back in line for the amount of money they're putting out.
Right.
That's what business does. When the government does it, it becomes this horrible, horrible, you know, it's a tragedy that people leave. You know, it's tough when people lose their jobs, right? It's not for not doing something, not being fired because we've done that. But losing their jobs because of streamlining operations and all these things.
Well, you and I talked about this because I just came back from Sacramento. And, of course, you know, my dad and mom are still independently doing well. For those of you asking, my dad's 93 and my mom's 91. And my dad, all those years growing up, worked at Aerojet, got his job as an aeronautical engineer. In those days, he did not have a degree, but he was able to work his way up.
He was one of the guys that worked on the Saturn moon rockets, plus it just so many different things that Aerojet did.
Right, but what would happen is, and I remember as a kid, that the layoffs, and so my dad, I don't know if he would take a cut in pay, but he would go, he would work wherever he could keep working out there, and just wherever there was an opening. He would never be like, well, I can't do that. So they would be called solids and what do you call it? There were two names.
Fabrication, solids, solid fuel, I don't know, other things. But the thing I admired about your dad was he wasn't going to stop working.
No.
So he would find a place inside Aerojet where others of his contemporaries said, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go over to that area. Your dad went to that area,
yeah,
and he was a success in
right.
every one of them.
Right.
So when they were laying off people later on at Aerojet, I bet he wasn't laid off.
Well, they went through several layoffs. I remember as a kid, so I can relate.
But he never got laid off.
He didn't. I think he did, but then he went across another place, so he was able to.
He was laid off from one division
and went to another.
Right, right. That's what I was saying.
So, but as a kid, you knew what was going on in the family because you felt the fear of what if. So I can only imagine what families are going through right now with, you know, kids maybe going off to college or, you know, they're going to postpone a vacation. I wonder how much in these next 2 weeks this affects our economy. It affects people maybe going out and purchasing something because they don't know if they are going to have or not have a job. One of the things you were saying, I haven't even done the weather yet, but I'll do it in a minute, was if you are in a business and your CEO said to you, what are the five things that you accomplished last week? I think it's a good exercise anyway.
I may do that to our massive organization.
Yeah. What did you accomplish last week?
Yes, Christina, what did you accomplish? Name me five things you accomplished last week.
For the business.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
And I won't do that.
Yeah.
But I can understand. However,
yeah,
what that does is he's breaking the chain of command, which is, listen to me. When he tells my son, our son, he wants to know five things. He is the chief U.S. Marshal in New Mexico. What did you accomplish last week? That takes the United States Marshal, and they said CC your, you know, your bosses and all that kind of stuff. But that's their boss's job. And it's also the heads of these different departments is to know what's going on in their departments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, well, are you going to do it? And he goes, yeah, I don't think we have much of a choice. And I said, well, you really ought to reach out there and say that you've figured out how to make an infinity motion machine. So it's something that's, you know, can always move. That you sat down and you worked out how you could seal the border without, you know, easily. And, you know, I said, just make up five, you know, that you really believe that the research you did on that one type of skin cancer is going to come out. I mean, does it have to be anything that you, did it say you had what you accomplished in your job?
I really don't know. I mean, did we hear about that from your son, about the five things?
No. This has been out, but he brought it up in the sense he's got to do it too, because we were talking about, you know, that the chainsaw effect of what Trump and Musk are doing. And it's kind of like an artillery barrage. Artillery is an area weapon. There's an area weapon, and then there's precise weapons. This is like an artillery strike. We'll see. Okay, let's take a quick break because I believe Anne Marie is going to join us on the other side of this break. And we'll have our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance. We'll be right back.
There's a man in the sky watching over me and you. It's no help if you can fly. It's way past the moon. And there's men here on the ground that just want to burn it down. They want money, they want power.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Monday morning. How are you? If you're just poking your head up, I want to let you know that we've got our temperatures around today will be about 62. Slight chance of showers for today. Overnight lows tonight will be about 41. Then it looks like it's going to be mostly clear. Tuesday, tomorrow, sunny with a high near 65. And beautiful skies tomorrow night with overnight lows of 45. And Wednesday, as we progress through the week, it looks like we're not going to have very much rain. Wednesday, sunny again, 72. 74 on Thursday and Friday, 76. So we're getting back up there. Now t-shirt weather. Wow. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. Now on the phone, we
have.
Well, go ahead. You put your hand up.
So I was just going to say Shasta Gas Propane.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to go back to that after this.
Okay. Emery, good morning.
Good morning. How is everyone
good
on Monday?
Good. How are you this morning?
I am truly, 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 what's the word, anal, when it comes to commercials, live reads. And Linda, it gets them all in. It's just at different times.
Yeah.
So, but
right.
That's so, why. Anyway, good morning.
Glad to have you on this morning.
Wonderful. Okay, well, today, you guys, Monday, May, it's not May yet. I'm not awake yet. Okay, today, Monday, February 24th. Is National Tortilla Chip Day. And for our animal lovers this week, Thursday is National Small Dog Day, and Saturday is National Horse Protection Day and National Pig Day. March, which is just around the corner, is Women's History Month, National Reading Month, Disability Awareness Month, Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month, and Kidney Month, just to name a few themes. Now, this past weekend, Tractor Supply on Hilltop in Reading had its grand opening, and it's now open to the public. The store is located at 2689 Hilltop Drive. Vitalant is offering a $10 gift card as a thank you for the folks that donate blood through February 28th. To find your location or for more information, visit vitalant.org. The Limbs Cafe exhibit at the Reading Library is available to view during regular library hours and is located on the second floor of the library. There's a recreation of one of the tables that you can sit at and learn more local history. This is a family-friendly exhibit, so bring the kiddos. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. This exhibit is scheduled to run through August and closed for holidays. Thanks, Judy, for sending over the information on this. Library hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit redbluff2.org, and it's under events. On Tuesday, look for the Veterans Connect program at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. This is a great opportunity for California veterans and their families to learn more about local resources, programs, and benefits they have earned through their military service, including but not limited to housing needs, medical care, or other resources. Veterans Connect at the Reading Library is a weekly outreach that takes place on Tuesdays. There will be an AARP tax aid available at the Reading Library on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. This is a free service that is being offered for our seniors, our disabled, and low and middle income folks to help prepare their California state and federal income tax returns. Again, this is a free service being offered, but they do ask that you kindly call ahead and make an appointment at 530-500-2206. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is open and running Wednesdays through Sundays till April 20th. This event is free for Turtle Bay members and is included in paid park admission. Learn aviation history on up to modern-day technology with this interactive exhibit. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. Crown Motors, NorCal Boat, Sports, and RV Show will take place this Friday through Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, located at 1890 Bridge Street in Anderson. Showtimes are Friday, February 28th from 12 noon to 7 p.m., Saturday, March 1st from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit Shasta District Fair and Events Center.com. On Saturday, March 1st, start the day off with a St. Patrick's breakfast.
Wow.
From 8 a.m. From 8 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the Buckeye Grange, 489 at 12508 Lake Boulevard in Redding.
Wait. I have a question. Mm-hmm. Is this going to be pancakes and sauerkraut?
Oh, goodness. Who does that?
I'm sorry. Not sauerkraut. Cabbage. Because
okay,
Fat Patty's Day, you get
for a second.
You got corned beef and cabbage. Is this going to be like pancakes and cabbage?
They have their traditional breakfast options that they normally do for $8. But this breakfast will also offer a choice of special corned beef hash, eggs, and biscuit for $10.
Mm.
And the kiddos are $5. For more information, check out the Buckeye Grange 489 on Facebook. Look for the Redding Farmers Market on Saturday, March 1st from 8:30 to 12 p.m. behind Redding City Hall, located at 777 Cypress Avenue. For more information, visit readingfarmersmarket.com. Check out the Friends of the Shasta County Library's monthly book sale on Saturday, March 1st, back at the Redding Library, located at 1100 Parkview Avenue, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, visit friendsofshastacountylibraries.org. Voting for the second annual City of Shasta Lake Pet Mayor is running through March 5th. This is a fundraising event hosted by Shasta Danbury, where you can cast your vote for a donation of $1, which equals one vote. The pet mayor does not have any official duties, but will receive the honorary title of pet mayor and a special prize. More information on this event can be found at ShastaDanbury.org and check them out on Facebook as well. Shasta Fire Safe Council is offering a free curbside chipping program for area residents. The goal of this free service is to help residents in reducing hazardous fuels and also improve defensible space around homes. Depending on where you live, there are certain enroll-by dates for the program. More information on this free curbside chipping program can be found by visiting Shasta County Resource Management Community Education on Facebook or call 530-360-0120. And that is just a quick sample of events coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
So I've got a couple questions here. You're the expert. The Shasta County.
No.
The chipping program. And does it say when that's going to happen? I just might have missed it.
Okay, so there are certain enroll-by dates. So the first of every month, like the city of Shasta Lake has till, I believe, March 1st, and then another round, in, you know, April 1st, another round May 1st, and you have to enroll by. When they're actually going to do it, I don't have that information, but you can give them a quick call and ask, you know, depending on where you live.
Well, that's a good – that sounds to me like a good program because if people are trying to clear out, part of it is, you know – do you burn it? What do you do with it? But if the they're going to bring a chipper,
and it's free.
Yeah, and it's free. That's a big thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. And then the NorCal Outdoor Show
is happening Friday.
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there an entrance fee for that?
There is an entrance fee, $8 for adults. Seniors 65 and older are $5. Children 6 to 15 are $3, and 5 and under are free with an adult.
Okay.
But you can definitely find more information. Check out Shasta District Fair and Events Center.com. This will take place at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Got it. Oh, you've just covered the whole area.
Wow,
there,
that's
Anne-Marie.
Fantastic.
Great job. Okay. Well, thank you, and we'll hear you next week.
Have a beautiful week. Thank you. All right.
I think she left.
Yeah.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, bye-bye.
I didn't want to interrupt. Okay. I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, you didn't get the hand in the face. Okay.
Okay. I do that occasionally. Okay. Community Calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane in Reading. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Affordable insurance, car, personal, business. They got it all at Siskiyou Insurance. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
And loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Land, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries at Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Banks, merging with Loomis, but that won't be until this summer sometime. So what's that mean, according to Matt Mosley, who was in here and we talked about it?
What does it mean?
It just means is that Loomis has bought Cornerstone. The names will change to Loomis, but none of the branches are shutting down. None of the people lost their jobs, at the lower levels, like in the banks and all that. The people we work with every day when we go into Cornerstone.
And we love the fact that we always called it locally owned. Like we started with Five Star. It was locally owned.
Loomis is a locally owned bank, too. They started in Greeley. Somewhere around here. And they got together with Cornerstone. They have a total of 19 branches now. And there's one in Reno that I saw, believe it or not. But they, they're up here in the North State. They're not scattered all over the United States or Southern California. So Matt says it's going to be a good deal for all the Cornerstone customers and nothing's going to change. So that's happening, and there are four branches in Cornerstone. It's going to be a while before they change over. One in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. To learn more, go to bankcornerstone.com. Joy Reid of MSNBC, who was a all-in, take-no-prisoners opinion talking head for MSNBC, hated Trump, didn't like MAGA, said very disturbing things at times, was fired from MSNBC yesterday, Sunday, during National Black History Month. And it has got liberals just, their heads are exploding. On the other hand, there are conservative commentators are not so upset. Anyway, Joy Reid has been a lightning rod at times.
Her show is called The Reid Out, R-E-I-D Out. It was an opinion show.
It was an opinion show.
She's hosted since 2020.
Well, the thing about it is it's an opinion show. That's her opinion. She's got every right to express her opinion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't like a lot of things she says, so I just don't listen to her. That's how I handle it. I don't try to take her off the air. I don't sign petitions, and I don't go to the FCC saying, take MSNBC off the air because of Joy Reid. If I don't like what Joy Reid says, don't listen. However, MSNBC and CNN are in some terrible, terrible financial problems. And so what are they doing? They are streamlining their operations and firing people. Oh, my gosh.
And according to a couple articles, because I found this interesting this morning, that her ratings weren't that good. Well, you're liked. We all know, and we've experienced this in life. Mm-hmm. It's like, why do people get dropped from a label, and when I talk about that in the past, is because their record didn't sell well, and so they'd just be dropped.
Or get fired from a radio station.
I get fired from a radio station because of the cutbacks. New owners coming in, new management coming in. Doesn't matter what your loyalty following is. Yeah. It's like, well, you know what? We're going to cut that show.
We need to save 2,000. Okay, but here's the thing, too, is that CNN and MSNBC have taken a tremendous drop in their ratings. I mean, they've got shows that are being beaten out by the Dog Whisperer. No, it's true. You can go out and, you know, or square pants SpongeBob.
Well, it's also on the MSNBC. Alex Wagner, he is also being removed as the host. Hour of the evenings, Rachel Maddow doesn't host, but unlike Reed, Wagner will remain at the network as a correspondent. Maddow, the newest, biggest star, reduced her schedule just Monday nights, but has been hosting all week since Trump took office. Maddow plans to continue hosting nightly through Trump's first 100 days, which would be the end of April. Now, it says the lineup changes as MSNBC splits from NBC. There's more moves being made by Cutler, the Philadelphia native who took over MSNBC's president earlier this month. So it took place in huge shifts behind the scenes, with MSC being spun out of NBC and Comcast and onto a new company called Spin Company, Spin Co., alongside many of the network's other cable TV networks, including CNBC, USA, Sci-Fi, and E!, but not Bravo or NBC's regional sports networks, including NBC Sports Philadelphia. Big change-ups.
Well, and again, we go back into this thing where a lot of people are being turned loose. They gave people the opportunity, if you're not going to come back to work in the offices, then you can resign, you get 8 months, this, you know, the golden parachute. And 80,000, that's the last count I saw, between 70 and 80,000 took Trump up on this. Then they went through and cut loose all the probationary people. And again, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to get their arms around the amount of money being spent, you know, blah, 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 blah. That's true. However, it doesn't make it easier on the people that lost their jobs and you feel for them. But it's, if you look at it like a business, like you should, it was what businesses do to save money and be able to put the money into other things.
Okay, well, this is a really cool statistics here. Just a couple things here in a couple paragraphs, and this is, by the way, out of the Philadelphia Inquirer. MSNBC remains ahead of CNN as the second most watched cable news network in the country and has seen a surge in ratings with Trump in office. Maddow remains a solid draw, averaging over 2 million viewers a night when she hosts. Still, Fox News easily remains the most watched cable network in the country, dwarfing both MSNBC and CNN. During the week of February 10th, Fox averaged 1.975 million total viewers and just shy of 3 million in prime time, compared to 619,000 total viewers and 1.84 million primetime viewers on MSNBC. CNN averaged just 376,000 total viewers, etc. So, you know, I guess when it comes down to, you know, the numbers matter, it's the number crunch.
Well,
but I think it's important to have. I really do. I mean, when we were coming back from our long drive in Vegas and we were listening to, after, I think the...
It was after the debate.
It was after the debate.
Yeah.
And so we spent, how many hours? And we went between CNN, MSNBC, and Fox. We went through all of them. We wanted to hear the variations, what we saw, what we heard, and then their spin. Because a lot of this stuff is opinions. Their opinion.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing is opinions. So it's not like news. And the first day after the debate, it was the CNN and MSNBC trying to cover some of them. There were some, or most of them. Some of them were saying, whoa, we got a problem here in River City. So the, but then as time, you know, by the time we got back, they were all leaning into the fact that Biden wasn't doing well, that he did badly in that debate, but they were still going after Trump full war. Yeah. It just, he had a bad day. He'd been traveling. They were making excuses for President Biden, who, but as we know what happened.
Right.
I mean, this is just, that's
all. You know, it's almost like spilled milk.
You know, if you've heard of Dan Bongino, he's got this, you know, he's got radio shows.
Yes, yes.
He's got the Bongino Report. Just got appointed the deputy director, who will be the next deputy director of the FBI. He's a former Secret Service agent, and he's going to serve under Kash Patel. Wow. Now, does that mean the Bongino report goes away? That means, you know, maybe not the online stuff, but I can't imagine him being on the radio.
Doing both, right.
Yeah, can't do it. He's got to be.
Well, okay, I guess.
And he's going to and he's going to take a pay cut like you can't believe to do that job. Look at Trump and Musk. They're not taking anything. But Bongino and some of these people are probably making $4, $5, $6, $7 million a year. Now you're going to make 150.
We'll see.
Thousand.
We'll
not 150 that. Million. 150,000.
We have to take a break. Coming up, and by the way, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. In Anderson, a veteran-owned business, locally owned and operated with A-Gift senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And by the way, today our temperatures with slight chance of showers and overnight showers as well, 62. Overnight lows, 41. And then we start to clear the skies. We don't start to clear the skies. The skies begin to clear. And then Tuesday.
Well, yeah, we tomorrow. Get up there with our planes, and instead of doing the cloud, whatever they call that, we go up there and we push the clouds away.
And we blow really hard.
We blow really hard. Okay. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Redding. With our window on the world out here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing it for 3 decades. When he fixes a windshield, it stays fixed. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. I know you've heard me say it before, but he fixed a crack in my, like an 8-inch crack in my windshield like 16 years ago. 16, 17 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work he does. Don't take a chance with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can fix it. Bring your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street and get a free inspection and analysis, or give them a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business.
You know, as we did that forecast, and we talked about how, we go through the rest of the week after tomorrow, uh-huh. And it's nice and sunny. We get up to 76 on Friday, and then it goes on Saturday, chance of showers.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about almost a 10-degree drop in weather.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is where you really have to, you know, make sure that you're eating right, because when we fluctuate like that, it does kind of wreak havoc. You're in and out, and you don't realize, you know, what happens with that. Now, going back in the last segment, I misspoke. I was reading, and instead of a he, I said a he, and that was just a gross mistake on my part. Alex Wagner will no longer host her primetime show, but will remain on MSNBC again as a network, as a correspondent. But her 9 p.m. slot, she does the evenings when Rachel Maddow doesn't host. Anyway, we talked about the big shakeup there. We talked about what was going on with some of the big government shakedowns that are happening right now. They really are. It's like
shakeups.
I think people feel
a shakedown is when they threaten you for money. It's a shake.
Okay, a shake.
It's a shake.
I don't know if it's a shake up.
Yeah, it's a shake up.
But what's happened is it feels like is there a stability or an instability? And I'm telling you, I hadn't been on Facebook for about 4 or 5 days. I drove down. I spent time with my parents. I just wanted to be with them at 91 and 93. And so I didn't find myself in my Facebook or in my phone. But when I got home, I was starting to do a little bit of an update after 2 or 3 days, and it was really, there was such anger from people I know, like really angry.
But are they going to be angry at Starbucks for letting 1,100 people loose, or Two-Buck Chuck for letting 81 people loose, or all these other MSNBC for cutting 300 jobs? I mean, why, when you ask yourself, I mean, it's not like somebody has, it's not in the Constitution, my friends, that you're guaranteed a job working for the U.S. government. You may not like the way they did it, and there could probably be better ways of doing it. But look at the number of people that opted to leave the government just because they had to come back to work and not work at home. Did not want to come back to work. So instead, they want to be paid from working at home, which you have to admit is a lot, nicer than coming into the job every day. And there, all these buildings are vacant. And we're paying how many hundreds of millions of dollars are we paying for vacant buildings? So if they're not going to come back to work and we're not going to use those buildings, let's just sell the buildings then, or stop renting them and save money that way. But here's the thing is, Apple and all the other big ones said, come back to work. Come back to work. And then, you know, and their employees screamed and cried and got their diapers all dirty. But here it comes down to this, that it was the CEO of Apple and, you know, and that said, come back to work. You're going to work in offices that we're paying leases for. What's the difference between that and the president of the United States saying, you want to work for us? Come back to the offices. 80,000, 70 to 80,000 said, no, I don't want to go back to work in the offices. And they left. Okay, they got a good deal. 8 months of pay and all that kind of stuff. I don't understand the anger at this. You know, and then they tried out, I'm a forest ranger and I lost my job. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the forest ranger. I'm sorry for that. I'm not sorry. I have empathy for him. However, it's a job. Something much more important, though, that we have not even discussed is Playboy magazine is back. The Playboy magazine
is just a weird segue,
back.
Okay.
Well, we're talking about important things. You know, Playboy stopped printing he's publishing images of naked women in 2015. Can you believe that?
When his daughter took over.
It was not my daughter. It was Hef's daughter. Yes. And it cited the proliferation of nudity on the internet. It restored traditional risque images in 2017. And that was the year that Hef died at age 91 with a smile on his face. The magazine wasn't even published in 2020 and said the disruptions from the coronavirus pandemic was too much to overcome. And, in the interview, this girl is going to be the first Playmate back. And she says, it's a lot of responsibility. it is. I mean, I imagine. Okay. Now here's the problem. Playboy has some really, you ready for this? Stiff competition as it attempts to return to its raunchy roots.
Wow.
Its major competitor. One major competitor is, guess what? Guess what it is? OnlyFans.
Ooh.
That's the one where, you know, stars like, well, old stars like Carmen Electra, Bella Thorne, and all these others whom I've not heard of, have joined the site. They interact with their fans and they're naked, you know, on this. Honestly, anyone can make an OnlyFans. Anybody can post their naked photos. Anybody can do those things. I'd like to think that Playboy picks and chooses more because they're representing the brand and they have this history behind them. That's why it's such an honor that they chose me, and that's Gillian Nation 2025 Playmate of the Year. Anyway, but OnlyFans has got like 157 million followers. Did you have a question?
I don't have a question, but I have a great note. But now, so he started his super million great business only having $1,000 borrowing from his mom. But
yeah,
now,
Playboy.
If you want to do OnlyFans, $1,000 is not enough, unfortunately.
Oh, you mean the guy that started OnlyFans?
Yeah, no, he started...
Playboy?
Yes, Playboy. He started with only $1,000 to borrow, and he did all these multiple businesses.
You're talking about Hef, yeah.
Yes.
Hugh Hefner.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you watch a documentary on Hef, the man was very complicated. I mean, you think he died with a smile on his face. No, he was a very depressed. There was a lot of stuff about the man that was, you know.
Yeah, let me go back to this. In 2021, August 2021, OnlyFans.
You're just jealous because you never went to the mansion.
You did?
No, you're jealous because you never went to the mansion.
How do you know?
Oh, because you would have told me.
How do you know I didn't go to the mansion? Well, you'd have a better chance of going than I did. Anyway, OnlyFans had 130 million users and 2 million creators who have collectively earned $5 billion. The same month, the site said it suspended its initial plan to ban sexually explicit content after outcry from its creators and advocates for sex workers. Anyway.
I don't know. I think
I didn't know. I guess OnlyFans.
I think there's a real dark hole when it comes to a porn addiction.
Yeah.
And so it's become something that's just not a. I think we're more aware of it today it can get destroy families and destroy individuals with addiction. So I'm not a big fan of that. All right, so that's where I stand on it.
Okay, and we're gonna. And speaking of standing, we're gonna stand right up and take our 5-minute break for the news. When we come back, we have the president of the Reading Rodeo Association, Ted Bambino, and we're getting ready to rock with rodeo.
Brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Tower from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A lawsuit has been filed in response to Elon Musk's demand that federal workers explain their accomplishments or risk being fired. Musk, in charge of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, set a deadline of 11:59 Eastern Time tonight to respond, although some agency heads are advising their staffers that they don't have to respond. In his drive to expel criminal illegal aliens from the country, it would seem that President Trump has a lot of Republican allies across a number of states.
Lawmakers in more than 20 states have filed legislation targeting so-called sanctuary policies that limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Some of those states already have sanctuary policies, but they're now proposing to punish mayors, council members, and others who ignore those bans. The state proposals come as Trump's administration also has begun taking legal action against governments with policies inhibiting arrests and deportations of people who were in the United States illegally. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The FBI getting a new deputy director whose name is familiar to many. President Trump announcing the appointment of Dan Bongino as Director Cash Patel's right-hand man. Mr. Trump taking to Truth Social, proclaiming great news for law enforcement and American justice. And the president will be hosting Emmanuel Macron today.
The French president is the latest world leader to visit the White House for talks with Donald Trump. How to end the Ukraine war is expected to top the agenda. The president rattled Europe last week by sharply criticizing Ukraine's leader and having U.S. officials meet with Russian officials. Ahead of his visit, Macron said he plans to tell President Trump not to be weak in the face of Vladimir Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And today marks the third anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. There's word that Grammy-winning singer Roberta Flack has died. She was 88. Wall Street, the Dow up 28 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-606-4110. 800-606-4110. Again, that's 800-606-4110.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has held a call with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, saying he was pleased with Moscow's efforts to hold a summit with the U.S. on ending the war in Ukraine. State broadcaster CCTV reports that Putin updated Xi on the latest contacts with the U.S. A statement from the Kremlin says the Chinese side expressed support for the dialogue between Russia and the U.S. and said it was prepared to assist peacefully resolving the conflict in Ukraine. China says its forces have begun live fire exercises in the Gulf of Tonkin. This comes just days after Vietnam announced a new line marking what it considers its territory in the body of water between the two countries. China's Maritime Safety Administration says the exercises would be focused on the Chinese side of the Gulf and would run through Thursday evening. Vietnam has not publicly responded to the Chinese live fire drills. News and analysis at townhall.com. Legislation introduced in the Wisconsin Senate could strike the words mother and husband in official documents.
Democrat Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers supports a Democrat Senate bill that would replace the word mother with the word inseminated person and replace the word husband with the word spouse. Senate Bill 45, Section 3106, also replaces the words man and wife for person. President Trump has made clear and has signed an executive order stating that it's the policy of the United States to recognize two sexes, male and female. A majority of Americans agree with the president. Quinnipiac survey found 57% agree with Trump compared to 38% who do not. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
88-year-old Pope Francis remains in critical condition. As of today, hospitalized for 10 days for a lung infection and early-stage kidney failure, which is said to be under control. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM, as you just heard. Good morning. Hey, Monday. Hooray for Monday. The 24th of February. Four more days. This seems like, for a short month, this has seemed like a long month. It has seemed like a long month. 8:05 in the morning, the top of the hour news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Very good morning to you. It's because national, what'd they say? You had the international, something.
Bartender Day.
Bartender Day. And then, Anne-Marie had some others too. And I think it's something like this year, this week it's going to be Save a Horse or something like that day, one of these days. So, Linda, good morning.
Well, good morning. It's great to be here on this Monday morning. If you're looking outside,
it's great to be anywhere.
You're just waking up and you're trying to figure out, like, oh, what's the weather going to be today? It's 62 will be our highs today with slight chance of showers, which means precipitation is about 50% and less than a tenth of an inch is possible. So it's not raining right now, but, you know, could have the slight chance of showers. And then tonight as well, overnight lows of about 41. But as we progress through the evening, late, the skies are going to clear up. It looks like tomorrow, sunny with 65. And as we progress through the week, Wednesday looks like sunny skies again. We'll clear up 72 on Wednesday, Thursday around 74, and Friday 76. So a warm week to get out there and do your outside activities. And then as we look to the weekend, according to the weather, we know that the weather system changes. We look through this with the National Weather Service as well. Saturday and Sunday do call for a chance of shower. So get out there this week and get the things that you need to get done where you don't have to worry about the muck so much. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. It's a veteran-owned business. Senior and veteran discounts always available there to work for you at 365-3793.
There you go. And with
did that
this,
feel better with you? Was it rote enough? Was it just ding, 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 ding?
Yeah.
That, was know, that on for you?
Well, Linda, 32 years in the Marine Corps and other jobs.
God forbid
like
you
that.
Step out.
No, I step
and
out.
I have a jazz background, so I like to riff.
Yeah, well, your riffing is great.
And it drives you crazy.
No, it doesn't.
It makes you, yeah, it does. It makes you that extra gray hair turn grayer.
Do you see those? You see these words that are written here?
I know, but
what are those words written here for?
But you know
that's
what?
Because when we do a live read, that information has to be said.
Yeah, but you can say it in different ways. It doesn't have to be exactly as written.
Well, you said that day you said it in Ukrainian. I mean, nobody understood that except Christina. You and Christina have been working on that commercial for a week. Okay, enough of this frivolity.
Yes.
This is time to get serious.
It's Monday morning. We need to have fun. Kick
we're here
around.
With the president of the Reading Rodeo Association,
yes.
Ted Bambino.
Our new president. Good morning. Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to be here.
Well, you
the
really
man, the myth, the legend. Yeah. Soon to be a movie.
And what people don't really realize, I think, and we want our listeners, we want to really bring this to the attention today, is that everything is volunteer.
It is.
You have a job. People have jobs, and then they do the rodeo, and it's such an effort of love.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Respect for the art form. I call it an art form, rodeo, when you really get there and you see the NFR and you see the best of the best.
Right.
It is like the Olympics. It is their 2 minutes on the ice rink or their Simone Bowles, you know, moment. They're so articulate in their performances.
It is. It is a very entertaining show, to say the least. And the volunteer part of our rodeo here is special. It's a lot to do, and we have numerous positions for volunteers. So if you're wanting to volunteer for the Reading Rodeo, get on readingrodeo.com and go to the Get Involved tab. That'll drop you down there to some contact people that can get you involved. If you just have time for the rodeo week or the rodeo week before, the week after rodeo, we can use volunteers anytime, any day. So there's a lot of opportunity. But for us crazies that now I'm retired, worked 40 plus years to
congratulations.
Take.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
But I mean, other people have jobs.
Yeah, they do.
That are big in leadership positions.
Correct. Yes. And it's very difficult. I know Bennett did this for 6 years, and I don't know sometimes how he did it. It was very difficult to have a job and to do all the things that are necessary to do and to promote this rodeo and produce it to what it is today.
Right.
So it's a big deal. But our board is fantastic. We got great people involved with our board. And then our club, we got doers just last weekend and on Saturdays. We have work crews that go. I'm not going to shout.
And the week before.
And the week before and probably next weekend. Almost every Saturday till rodeo. And I'll shout out to the crew because they're not guys that really want to be, you know, recognized. They do it for the love of the Reading Rodeo and to give back to our community. And we've been doing some great things down there as far as improvements. Those will continue before, during, and after rodeo. So we got a lot of things coming up. If you have any talents that you think you can contribute, give us a holler. We'd love to have you.
My talents are weed pulling. I can power wash. I could I can rip out the old seats and and hopefully not hurt myself when you're doing it, to replace the seating. See, it doesn't mean you have, what I'm trying to get at, you don't have to be a contractor. You don't have to have a truck full of tools like many of our guys do, thank God.
Yeah.
Kip has us. Kip.
Skip and Kip.
Well, Skip and Kip. But Kip has everything. Hey, Kip, you got another battery there for the grinder?
Yeah.
Boom, he comes out with one. I mean, looking in and striking. Where's he getting that stuff from?
MacGyver.
But what I'm getting at, you don't need to do that. You can come, and there's so much that you can do to help. And you don't have to do it on a weekend.
Right.
That's the other great thing.
Sure.
If you can only work, say, during the week, like for me, it's easier if I can spend a couple of days down there during the week. Then they'll turn me loose with the weed killer or a power washer or something like that.
Right.
I don't need a lot of supervision.
Right.
And I can do it that way, but it all helps.
It does. It's important. We dress this place up. Skip is our leader for that, and the amount of work that we get done to make this this rodeo presentation, if you would. See, we're on national TV, and if you're like us, we watch Cowboy Channel and we watch rodeos even this time of year.
A
lot of them. Some of them in Texas are like indoor stadiums and things like that have been around for years, and they're beautiful. But when you start getting to the outdoor West Coast swing and across the Northeast and everything, you start looking at the arenas and looking at, the background of the arenas and the to-dos. Hard to beat Redding, California's rodeo.
Yeah.
It is phenomenal. It presents itself well. The new lights that we've got put up a few years back absolutely help for the TV production of things. So we're pretty proud of the fact that we show well.
Well, and if you have the Cowboy Channel, you can see what we're talking about. A lot of times you spend, when the action's going on, you have a tendency to look in the background and say, how are they doing that like that? Or how about the presentation when they bring out the flags? Or how do they do this? You know, and I never used to do that until I became a member of the association. And then you're going, well, we do that a lot better. You know, and I mean, it's because we take real pride that we are representing our city and our county and this area on nationwide TV.
Yeah.
I mean, this reaches a lot of people.
It does. And we take it a little, even a step further, some of us that are really dedicated, is we go to other rodeos after our rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Reno. We've been up to St. Paul. We went to Pendleton last year. Those are all big-time, well-done, well-produced rodeos for years and years and years. And we learn from them. And not only do we learn from them, they're willing to share.
That's great.
This rodeo world is very, very impressive when it comes to that.
And that's what people, I want to talk about that and how we can get, you know, NFR, but rodeo competitors help each other.
Yeah.
And so the other committees aren't trying to hide things, because the better rodeo is, the more it's going to spread, the more people are going to be involved. And so the organizations help each other out a lot.
That's very true.
I didn't realize that either until I got into this. Anyway, we have to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Maxwell Financial, or Insurance and Financial, actually sponsored a chuck wagon a couple years
ago. Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. Gigi's been helping people since 1993 and has been making a huge, you know, she's been successful because she has the true best interest of her clients at heart. If you need some ideas, if you need a free review and evaluation on your insurance, be it homeowners insurance, health insurance, any of those, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Set up an appointment. Like I said, it's a free review and evaluation of what you've got, and maybe there's some good ideas there that can help you. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we'll be right back with Ted Bambino, President of Reading Rodeo Association.
Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
In the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Land, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries at Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. Spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Attention hunters! Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy a selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
No left unsaid, just turn the page. All that you know better, babe. Between the almost atoms and broken bones, the dream of a bubble.
Good morning on this beautiful Monday. How are you? The 24th of February. We are so happy to be actually working today. We weren't laid off.
We were. It was nip and tuck.
I almost laid you off, but I just wasn't sure.
Linda made me write down five things I accomplished last week. I mean, it took me a while.
Yeah.
In fact, the last one was feeding Buford.
Did not hang up clothes.
Did that take me over the top?
Wait a minute. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment, of course, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. For all your jewelry needs, they have been sponsoring us, and we have, actually, we go back, we've been married, almost 18 years, and we have had our wedding rings made there, and they've been with us all this time, and it's so great to see.
Never been taken off.
It's so great to know that they have, been nominated now, and jewelry store, what is it called? Best of the North State. For the last 3 years, and it's been great to see them just grow. They're such hard workers. That's Four Winds Jewelry for all your jewelry needs.
We're here with the president of the Reading Rodeo Association, Ted Bambino, and we got a phone call. John, good morning.
Good morning. Is there a finalized contract between the city and the Rodeo Association completed, done, signed?
Okay.
Where, excuse me, where the lease currently is, it is on the city attorney's desk. The city attorney's office is short on staffing, so Barry Tippin put it on his desk about a week and a half ago. We are done with the actual lease. The ad hoc committee with Barry Tippin and the city council members and Baron Browning and myself finalized the actual agreement itself. Now it goes to the attorney for the attorney lingo that goes into it. There's not a lot of hiccups in there to be worried about. So as soon as their attorney gets it, then it goes to our attorney, the rodeo's attorney, for a briefing to make sure, you know, everything's done in our favor as well, and it'll be signed and delivered. So actually signed, no, but I'm not too worried about the process and the attorneys here because they've been involved along the way for advice anyway. So looking very good, and we're anticipating, I'm going to say probably the middle of next month, will be complete.
And what's the term of that lease?
It is 25, 10, and 10. So it's a 25-year lease with two 10-year extensions. So the extensions are predicated on metrics that we agree upon for improvements for the ground and then for other avenues that are in the lease as far as utilizing the facility for community events and things like that, which we're already doing. So there are metrics in there because 25 years from now, I probably won't be around to be president of the Reading Rodeo, but we're placing this for our future generations to be able to carry on this rodeo and the tradition without any hiccups with leases, extensions, locations, and the things that we've been kind of going through for the past 77 years, because we've only had a 10-year lease is the longest we've ever had in the history of the Reading Rodeo. So this is kind of a big deal for us going forward, so we want to make sure it's right.
I think it's one of the greatest political victories for the proletariat in Reading that's ever happened. The uproar from the community finally changed the mind of the direction of where it was going, and thank you guys.
You're very welcome, and you're very right with that. The community is outstanding support of the Reading Rodeo, and that's really what drives us. I mean, we talked about the volunteers and the time that we put in, and I was born and raised here in Reading. So the love for the rodeo itself and then love for our community really drives us to hear things that you just stated. So I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, John, great phone call.
Thank you. Yeah, John, that was great. I love it when our callers, when our listeners call in, because that was like you know, talk about wind beneath my wings. There was some great, positive, thank you, uplift kind
100%.
Of thing. Mm-hmm. I was in Sacramento, and I remember as a kid going to the Folsom Rodeo mm-hmm. and Placer County Rodeo. But I was in a store in Folsom, and I said, how is your rodeo doing? It is about the same. So I love the fact that, you know, that's a great rodeo, mm-hmm. and it's got the grounds. I think there's certain things that you want to have it. You can improve on, of course, with your bathrooms and your ADA and all the things that you need to improve on. But there's still something about having the old-fashioned open dome stands. This, you know, you could still see where some of the wood's been chewed by the horses.
Yeah.
Those are great things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. We were down there last Saturday working, and we had our flyby, pre-rodeo flyby practices from the honkers that come out of the cemetery and fly over the rodeo grounds towards the Sundial Bridge just about the time that you finished the national anthem. So those flybys are special. And you can't beat that. It's awesome.
And it happens on a regular basis.
It does.
And
yeah.
I mean, here they come. That's our what's the flyover at the Reading Rodeo? About 15 Canadian geese come over and they're honking like crazy.
Yeah.
And so far we've spray painted 5 of them red, white, and blue. So okay. The question from John was there was a great deal of consternation, but mm-hmm. that is past now. The people on the council saw, you know, they saw what was going on. So you have a lot of support in the council. In fact, many of them made those statements when they were on the show that they support the Reading Rodeo being there. And when you get that, it's, now it's just like you said, it's just the wordsmithing
right,
on the paper.
Right. So as I mentioned, you know, going to other rodeos in other smaller towns, and I'm going to use Pendleton and St. Paul as an example because they're smaller towns, is working with their city and their city council members, they have really developed a culture in their town. Reading used to have a culture around Reading Rodeo when Reading was smaller. It was, you know, 2-day rodeo. It was in the 50s and 60s. And time takes its course, and that kind of went away, and council changed, rodeo people changed, you know, things changed over the years. And we go to those rodeos, and we learn how they're doing that. And one of the things that happened, and I'll share this with the listeners, is on the ad hoc committee that we were on, Baron Browning and myself, we were against it to start. We didn't feel it was necessary. We knew what we wanted. They knew what they wanted to give us, but we felt this was something that we needed to do by direction of our attorney. He said, I don't think it'll hurt. So when we went there, we shared our experiences and our activities that we watched in Pendleton, Oregon, and come to find out that directors of the board of Pendleton Roundup are city council members, and they are engaged with that rodeo thick and thin. So I shared some funny pictures, and I'll share a real quick one, of Dutch Brothers in Pendleton, Oregon, with a line down the street during their parade. And I sent it to Aaron Reisner and said, this is what happens when rodeos are backed by their city.
Right.
And Joshua Johnson at the time brought that back and shared that with his compadres in the city councils and the city councils to be. And I think that really changed a lot of our communication with them, because he talked to those city council members up there and he found out, you know, what
now,
they actually do.
This is Joshua Johnson, who was unsuccessful in his city council bid.
Correct.
But he went out actually and did the right thing. He went up and talked to a very successful rodeo about the city involvement with the in the community.
Yeah, and it was very beneficial in our conversations. And right now, our the lease part, I'm going to say, is done. It's not signed and 100% legal. But I'll go take it a step further. Is our goal and their goal is to partner up. We want to partner with our city. This is the city's event. You talked about our community support. We work for them, right? So even though we're volunteers, we're putting on an event for the community. Now we're improving our grounds for more of a community place to have events. We have the powwow. We have the motorcycle races. We're working on a kart race to come to Reading, not finalized yet, but we're looking at all sorts of other events to have at that Reading Rodeo so our community can utilize it. So it's not just like people
which
thought.
Which was one of the complaints. Oh, it's only used 1 week out of the month.
Correct.
Well, not realizing that it's really there are people there all the time working on it, but they used to have, what was it, Reba was there?
They've had Reba, and they've had Brooks and Dunn, and they've had some successful concerts, but we're going to work with Advance Reading, and if they want to use the facility when it's ready to do their concerts there, then that's, something we're talking with them about. But quite honestly, we're not in a concert business. We're in a rodeo business. So we'll leave the concert business to them. We might have some smaller ones that benefit us, type of thing. But we're not going to bring in Garth Brooks or anything of that nature.
So you're talking like, okay, you want to use the facility, you lease it from us for that, for that night or two nights, whatever it is. They can put it on, and what we're just providing is seating and the facility.
Yeah, there's a lot of arrangements that can be made.
I mean, that's just kind of being very, very, very simple.
Yeah,
That was wave top, as they say. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Started in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. That's where I've always gotten my haircut since I moved to Reading, and it has, it's a great place to get a haircut. It is not a hair salon. You can't get your hair saloned. It's a barbershop, okay? And it's a great barbershop. You can make an appointment like I do. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment, go in there, get my hair cut, have a good time. Or you can just stop by, and if they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back. The Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. The 24th of February, 8:36 in the morning. It's going to be kind of a nice day, and it's going to start getting, you know, a little cloudy, maybe a little bit rainy. But later on this week, it's going to be up to 77 degrees, 77, 78 degrees and sunny. Woo, it's going to be beautiful. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have the lung nodule screening program, provides patients with an opportunity to screen for precancerous lung nodules before they progress into lung cancer. This goal is to reduce lung cancer mortality with a low-dose computer tomographic screening. So what this means is they'll find it before it's gotten too big, and that's one of the killing points of lung cancer. They don't discover it until it's too late. Well, now they've got a way to do it. It's the only screening north of Sacramento. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com. I'm here with Ted Bambino, who is the president of the Reading Rodeo Association. And even though it's in May, people need to start buying their tickets.
They do. You need to get on ReadingRodeo.com. And either there or the ticket office. Don't get on and Google Reading Rodeo and get your tickets from a secondary or third-party ticket vendor, because they will gouge you, and you may not get the proper tickets that you paid for. So,
yeah, we had somebody showed up that bought their tickets, and they were totally bogus.
Correct, yeah. So readingrodeo.com and or the ticket office, which is open until May. It's open Wednesdays and Saturdays from 11 to 4 down at the rodeo grounds. Those are your only two places you really need to buy the tickets.
And you can get them online. And Friday and Saturday are sold out all the time. That's the... I think pink night.
Well, actually, Friday night is Buck and Cancer. Buck and Cancer night.
That's
Friday
right.
night, which is presented by Pendleton and Blanc Beverage. Saturday night is Armed Forces night, which is presented by Sierra Pacific Industries. So those two nights typically sell out early. However, this year we are changing things up a little bit on our rodeo week. We are going to have 4 full days of PRCA rodeo. We're going to start off Wednesday night with Native American Appreciation Night, which will be a full rodeo presentation. And then Thursday night is Family Night, presented by S&L Group, a local construction company here in town that has stepped up last year. We're glad to have them as a partner for Family Night. Those are schedule changes. Now, in those schedules, we're going to be having breakaway roping this year. Breakaway roping is... WPCRA event for the Women's Pro Rodeo Association. They will be participating in this breakaway event, which is relatively new to the rodeo world, but it's been around a while. And what it is in a short explanation is the girls rope just like a normal roping, but once the
calf's released, and they go after it.
And they go after it, they rope it, and then their rope breaks away from an attachment on their saddle, and that's where their time stops.
Yeah, the calf never even slows down.
Never even slows down. Doesn't really even feel it, but this is a big deal. This is a very, very popular growing event.
Huge has gotten. It just swept through the rodeo world.
It did. And in Redding, we are adding money to this of the tune. I believe in that purse will be around $16,000 of added money, which will go on top of the entries for that event. So.
Okay, we got a phone caller, but I wanted to talk to you about other things too. Ron, good morning. Do you have a question? Hello, Ron. You're on.
Good morning. Okay, good morning.
Turn Ron up.
Hello?
Okay, we got you now.
Okay. I was just thinking of some more uses for the Redding Rodeo grounds. Years ago, they had something, I think it's called dressage, and they had these horses, they're called Lipizzan. But anyhow, I think that they're what they used back in the early days are fighting horses. They can kick backwards on command if somebody's coming in behind them when they were doing combat. And then also, let's see, George S. Patton, they put on a performance for him because during the war, they were afraid that Hitler was going to come in and kill the horses. So anyhow, George, they gave him an exhibition on what was going on there, and he arranged for those horses, I think, to be taken to somewhere else.
Yeah, they were rescued. It was a mission that rescued the horses and got them away from the German troops. And they're Lipizzaners, and they are the ones that leap in the air and kick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, great. And, go ahead.
Okay, then something else. I was at a deal one time, and they had the cutting horses, I guess you call them, where they have a herd of cows in there, and the cowboy somehow tells the horse which cow he's after, and that horse just literally goes in there and cuts out that calf or cow or whatever it is, and that could be an exhibition thing. And then during cool April nights, I've been thinking maybe you could have the a car swap meet in there where they sell car parts and things like that. So that's just something else that could be the Redding Rodeo grounds could be utilized for besides the rodeo. So anyhow, that's just my comments.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
I enjoy the rodeo, so thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Good phone call.
Yeah, great ideas. We are open to any group or organization that wants to utilize the rodeo. There's a process. You fill out a form. That's online. You go down to arena use. You fill it out. You send it in. And then we review that request. And then we work out details with the club or organization. back to your lip is on things, and you know those events are by corporations that sponsor the Lipizzans nationally. They are more than welcome to come to the Reading Rodeo Grove. Love to have them. The car part thing with Cool April Nights, fantastic idea. Probably get a hold of Debbie Fox with Cool April Nights and throw that idea at them. We work very closely with Cool April Nights, so close to the event that we don't work on our rodeo grounds the weekend of Cool April Nights because the dust in the air gets on those beautiful cars. So we're very careful with what we do. But the car part thing would work good. But thank you for your call. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you liking the Reading Rodeo.
Ted, one of the things that really means a lot to the Reading Rodeo Association and the members is this on Monday, May 12th, is Special Kids Day. And I had not been out there till last year, and now you're not going to keep me away from it.
Yeah.
Can you tell people what that is?
Yeah, Special Kids Day was started by John Baum and his wife back in the 50s, I believe it was. And they had a child with a special need, had an injury, and they used to take horses to local schools with kids with special needs. It got so popular that it was moved to the Reading Rodeo Ground. So we partner with Asphalt Cowboys, and we have Special Kids Day on Monday morning from 9 to noon. It's not open public event, but if you want to get involved and you have people in your life that have special needs, feel free to come down and volunteer or offer to volunteer to help us with that event. We put these kids on horseback. We lead the horses. We walk on each side of the horse for their safety. And the smiles that come off of those kids' faces are priceless.
And I was surprised at how many kids were there because they come from the schools, our regular schools, and they get bused in, and their parents are there, or their mom or dad. How many there were. But then, just like last year was my first year.
Yeah.
You'll never keep me away from it again. I mean, they're dressed up in, what was it, Spider-Man costumes, one kid. Other kid was just did not want to get on, did not want to get on, did not want to get on. We finally got him on. Not forcing him,
right?
But it was parents and everybody was talking to him. Then the part was getting him off the horse.
Yes, that does happen. But then again, there are some of the special needs kids that really are intimidated by the large horse and getting on them. So we have areas around the arena for brushing the horse, grooming the horse, petting the horse, and then smaller animals like goats and little piglets and everything for the kids to kind of hold and touch and coddle if that's what they want to do. So it's a fantastic event, and it's really true to our heart for us and the Asphalt Cowboys to put that on.
Well, you know, this thing, and we got to take a break. It's so many people get involved with this, and there's wagons out there that the kids can ride in and parents can ride in. There's food, there's ice cream, it just really is a good effort by the community on something like this. And if you haven't seen it, you need to come out. I mean, you can just watch too, just to get an idea. Okay, we're here with Ted Bambino, who's the president of the Reading Rodeo Association, and the rodeo is coming quick. It's going to be May. It's going to be starting May 14th, even though we've got all these other things, steak feeds and Special Kids Day and these other events. But you need to go out to ReadingRodeo.com and get your tickets. Because the last meeting we had a couple of weeks ago, there's a lot of tickets been sold already.
Yes.
And you don't want to not be able to get tickets that night. And we saw that last year.
We did.
Oh, people coming up. Hey, you know, I don't even know where to put you. Well, we can put you on a bull.
Yeah.
You know, that's your only seat. And they said, no.
Yep.
Okay.
Very good.
We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Thinking I just might lose it all. Please stay. I want you and need you all gone. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Living and loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Land, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Bless you, hon. Bless you for not having that microphone turned on and waiting till you see me start to talk. We've had a couple of times one of our other producers just turned it on without looking about what was happening in here.
I also had this mistake before, and I was burned really painful.
Yes. Yeah, I might have mentioned it to you afterwards, yes. Okay, you know I love you.
I do, and I love you too, okay, and everybody good. Here, and I want us to that's because a, professional.
That's a father. That's like a father-daughter, or owner and partner that you're working with. Kind of love. Don't get too excited, everybody. I'm here with Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo Association, and okay, you've got a lot of things. Let's hit them.
Am I there? Okay. I just wanted to talk about a few things going, you know, that aren't really on the schedule. The Chicks and Chaps event, which is the Friday morning of rodeo,
mm-hmm.
Which is on the 15th. the 16th, Friday the 16th, the Chicks and Chaps event, which is now led by your lovely bride, Linda Bott.
You know, I tell you what, she is running fast and wild with this.
Yes. So
it's we're going to be talking more about it, but it's going to be different. And it's they're already working on things because
if you want to know about Chicks and Chaps, it's a ladies' event, and hold of Linda here at the station, and she'll fill you in on that one. Other things coming up: our scholarship fund is having a bowling tournament on April 5th, I believe it is, at Country Bowl. It's at 6 o'clock at night. Bennett Gooch Jr. has put this on. For the scholarship fund for the Reading Friends of the Reading Rodeo. If you want more information, you can get a hold of us on the website and drop down to get involved, and it'll link you to some people, and we'll have some information on Facebook for that as well. If you have children and you want to have your children get involved with Reading Rodeo, I know a lady that started or brought back the junior program. Happens to be Erin, my wife. The junior program.
And just let me tell you, you talk about a person on a mission. Yeah, I've got Linda with Chicks and Chaps.
Yeah.
But you have Erin with this juniors program.
Yeah.
Well, oh, my God.
Yeah. There's two things. There's a lot of things she's great at. But kids and horses.
Mm-hmm.
And she has put together this juniors program. You don't have to have a horse to be in a juniors program.
And that's important.
Very important, because they're doing clinics and learn things about, you know, with the veterinary clinics, and then they're going to have grooming clinics, and they're going to have other clinics that you don't have to have a horse. But I will forewarn you, if your child gets involved without a horse, you may want to budget for one shortcoming, because they will want one. Great event, great club. It's a hands-on club, so it's not a place just to drop your kid off and leave and come back. It's a hands-on club, and it's very, very good stuff.
And this has grown from like four people to
30 plus now.
30 mm-hmm. plus, and I'm, mm-hmm. you know, I've got somebody I talked to about it that they're interested, and I'm going to be passing. Oh,
yeah.
Terry Morlock is calling her. In fact,
gotcha.
Yep. So, because they know each other.
Yeah.
About bringing in their kids. This is just a great event. And the kids, like you said, don't have to have a horse.
They don't.
But you're going to have a great time.
So ultimately their goal is to build back the drill team. Take a couple years to do that, because it takes a lot of practice and a lot of kids that want to dedicate their time to that. So that's the goal. A couple years we'll have, you know, the junior drill team back. Hopefully color guard will be instilled this year. They'll do parades this year, and they'll do a lot of things like that. So that'll be a fantastic thing for kids. The other thing for kids, on the subject of kids, on young kids, ages, I believe it's 4 to 6 years old, under 60 pounds, is the mutton busting.
Here we go.
The mutton busting has become one of the most popular events of the Reading Rodeo. It's become so popular that we can't accommodate just 48 kids. So what we have done with our great sponsors of Crown Motors and Cornerstone Bank is we put on a slack day, which is a qualifying day for kids to come out and ride the sheep and mutton bust the sheep on Saturday, which is the 10th of May, prior to the stake feed. In the same arena of the stake feed, we block off the corner of it, and we'll run 150 kids through the mutton busting slack on that day.
Is it every kid that puts in for it, or is that a...
No, what...
You have to cut it off at 150.
We cut it off at 150. April 1st will be the sign-up time online to get your child involved with that. Every child, again, thanks to our sponsors of Cornerstone Bank and Crown Motors, every kid will get a buckle. It'll say, it's a good-looking buckle, and it says Reading Rodeo Mutton Busting Slack, and then has our sponsors' names on it.
So, I got one last year.
I'm sure.
Just kidding.
But get that after April 1st. Get them signed up. 150 max.
And this is such a great event for the kids and the parents.
It is.
Of course, the audience out there is huge.
It is.
And 100. Let me tell you what putting 150 kids on sheep on. We have to platoon in there because lifting them up, putting them on the sheep, and then getting out of the way.
Yep. So, and this is all free.
And it's free.
No charge to you or your child. And
Kid gets a buckle.
It's a kid gets a buckle. And, again, we couldn't do these things without our great sponsors.
No, great guys.
So
we got like a minute and a half. So hit the high one.
The high ones is get your tickets at readingrodeo.com. They're going fast. You want to make sure that you put your name in. And remember, we're a four-day rodeo now. We are the biggest four-day rodeo in Northern California. And we want to make sure that you can come to see a full-fledged rodeo with some new events this year. The breakaway roping will be new. Our special yak, we will once again have Shelby back and her new partner out of Canada with some special trick riding events. That's just going to be phenomenal.
We interviewed them during the NFR, and they are just a couple of sweet kids. And they've got, like, I've got 20 years of experience, and they're, you know, they're 25.
Yeah.
Just go, what?
Yeah. They're wonderful, wonderful young ladies that'll be here performing.
And one of the things, Ted, that people need to know is because of the status of the Reading Rodeo, we're one of only 60 rodeos that is televised nationally.
Live.
And the fact of the reputation of Reading Rodeo, we get a lot of world champions that come through here.
We do. In fact, one of the things that makes Reading Rodeo one of the best rodeos in the country is our stock from Bridwell Pro Rodeo. Supplies the stock, and the animals are all fantastic bred animals to do their jobs. They're super stewards of the sport and taking care of their animals. So we hats off to them for everything they do. And then also our contestants that know that stock is here at the Reading Rodeo, when they sign up and they look at the draws, they're going to draw a good animal. And we have some of the top performers. Probably half of our contestants last year in our rough stock events were at the NFR or close to being in the NFR.
Yeah, which they were in the top 20 for sure.
Yeah, which is the National Finals Rodeo in Vegas. It's the Super Bowl of rodeo. And we have a great rodeo, a great event, a great community, and we just couldn't be more blessed.
ReadingRodeo.com. That's where you get your, don't get your tickets anywhere else, my friends. We just, because people just look at the first one, and then they get, they feel cheated in a way because they're paying like three times the price for other, you know. And so ReadingRodeo.com's got all of the information.
Yep, and thanks to our community.
1,000 times.
Yep.
And keep paying attention because we're going to be the Rodeo Radio. All right, have a great day. Tomorrow, Haven Humane and American Legion are going to join us. It's going to be a good day. God bless America. From dragging me down.